This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. From short-term on Wall Street to a story now about the long game, a really expensive long game, it turns out. Netflix confirmed this week it signed a deal with Kenya Barris, the creator of Black-ish on ABC. Variety says it's a 3-year deal, $100 million, a mere pittance relatively to the reported $12 or $13 billion the company's going to spend on content just this year. You throw in all the other streaming services and the cash they are throwing at content, and it's an arms race. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris asks where it might end.
These streaming companies are banking on making piles of cash by spending a lot on content now, but keeping subscription prices low.
With the goal of, I think, getting the most customers and then leveraging that going forward.
That's Michael Smith, who teaches information technology at Carnegie Mellon University.
So I think if you look at their business model, they're both trying to expand as rapidly as possible to capture market share.
Expansion means high-profile deals with high-profile creators. Think comedian Dave Chappelle or producer Shonda Rhimes. Will Kreth runs the Entertainment Identifier Registry. He says these deals aren't just about money.
There's a sense of ego, right? If you're able to lure major studio directors and professionals into your new ecosystem, and if you can put the names of a major international star director in the billing, it gets people's attention. It turns heads.
Because the content racks up award nominations, creates buzz, and reels in subscribers. And maybe eventually, Amazon and Netflix will earn back the billions invested, says Scott Galloway, who teaches marketing at New York University.
They're both looking to be the operating system for the second most important screen in your life, and that's the television. And the prize for whoever wins that race is probably $500 billion in additional market capitalization. So incremental billions seem like chump change.
That space will soon get more crowded. Disney is set to launch its own streaming service next year. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.